Welcome to our daily rosary meditation. This month, we've been focusing on becoming saints, on developing ourselves to our highest potential, and learning how to use our free time well. And all of this is leading us somewhere. It's preparing us for something even greater, because this Advent, we're beginning a very special series, one that will help us to learn how to truly pray, how to meditate, and how to make a practical resolution each day so that we can prepare our hearts to receive Christ this Christmas. So let's begin in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
And let's call to mind all those we've promised to pray for. I believe in God, the Father Almighty, creator of heaven and earth. I believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord. He was conceived by the power of the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. He suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again to judge the living and the dead.
I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting. Amen.
Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Our first meditation. Were you one of those kids who, every Halloween, would go out and get a ton of candy and then eat yourselves sick that same night? Like, maybe you got really excited about the candy corn, and then you just started pounding candy corn, and then you felt totally nasty. And that happens with all junk food. You get excited beforehand, and then maybe the first couple bites, they're a rush. And then before you know it, you can't really even taste it. And you're just eating candy corn, or that third piece of cake, or the last spoonfuls of ice cream right out of the
tub?
Yeah.
Is tub the right word?
Yeah, tub. But you're not really eating it because it's filling you with pleasure. On the contrary, you're feeling more and more sluggish, not more excited. You're eating this thing, eating too much of it, just because it's there. And then you feel very nasty afterwards. Well, all our senses function like that at some level. They were all given to us to delight in the good things of this world. And they start out really sensitive. And then, as we overindulge, they get more dull and more dull. And our pleasure decreases and decreases. And we actually begin to feel polluted. And tragically, this is how more and more of us are spending our free time, polluting ourselves by overindulging the senses. It's making us miserable, and we have to figure out a way to stop. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our second meditation. God gave us our five senses for the same reason he gave us everything else, so that we would be happy. And our five senses exist to appreciate the world around us, to delight in the beauty of things, and to bring our minds the material on which to know the truth and goodness of God and all that he's done. Again, our five senses are made to appreciate this world. But the only way you can appreciate something is if you notice it. But overindulgence kills noticing, which is why overindulgence kills appreciation and delight. When we overindulge, we get so used to something that we begin to get bored with it and take it for granted. Just like when you eat too much ice cream. By the end, you're just eating it automatically and you're not even noticing or appreciating that you're eating it. Overindulgence is the death of appreciation. And we don't just do it with our sense of taste. More and more, we are horribly indulging our senses of sight and of hearing. And that indulgence is robbing us of our joy. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our third meditation. Sight and sound are the two most noble senses we have. They have an incredible impact on the mind and the passions. Sight is the sense most closely connected to understanding. When we really get a picture in our minds, that's what helps us to hang on to an idea. And in fact, visual images are the most long-lasting. If you see something perverse or sick or twisted, it takes a long time, maybe never, to get it out of your head. You can't unsee it. And hearing is the sense most closely connected to feeling. That's why music can move you to tears or anger or cheerfulness faster than any other art form. That means if you're letting in a lot of crazy visual images every day, and you're listening to all kinds of music and voices and just noises of different kinds, if you're doing that, several things will probably happen to you. By letting in all kinds of images, you're messing around with your capacity to think clearly. By letting in all kinds of sounds, you're pulling your feelings in all kinds of directions and so encouraging emotional instability. And by overindulging your sense of sight and your sense of sound, you're making them less and less capable of noticing and therefore appreciating and delighting in the goodness of the world. That's no way to live. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, Pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fourth meditation. Most of our free time today is spent overindulging the senses of sight and sound. And that's why our free time is probably, on the whole, making us more depressed and stressed out instead of more calm and joyful. So, what should we do? Well, it's pretty easy, actually. Spend more and more of your free time de-stimulating the senses. In practice, that means two things. First, look at stillness. The screens we look at are constantly changing, either because we're watching video after video or because we're scrolling endlessly and jumping from link to link. So rest your eyes and reconquer your power of noticing. Do this instead. Look at stillness. Sit outside in nature and look at the trees, the grass, the sky. Let the stillness God put into the world wash over you. Or sit on your couch and look around your house when it's quiet and still, and think about the blessings that your house and its memories represent. Most importantly, pray every day in front of beautiful sacred images of our Lord or Our Lady or the Blessed Trinity, and appreciate how beautiful our God is and how wonderful all His works are. It might sound impossible, but God built you for this, and you can do it. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women. Blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As he was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Our fifth meditation. The other key thing to do with our free time is to listen to silence. And actually, the amazing thing is, you never really hear silence. What you hear is the sound you've forgotten how to notice. If you're out in the city, the sounds come to you fast and furious. Cars and people and the sounds of buses and trains and dogs barking and music playing. If you're out in nature, there are birds and bugs and the wind. And you won't believe how loud the wind is through the trees. If you're in your own home, the sound of the clock ticking or the AC and the heat and the dishwasher and the fridge. The sounds of all your comforts, all the ways God has provided for you and made you secure, not to mention the voices of the people you love and even the noise of the dog you pet. And that dog's been pretty faithful. How can you not appreciate those sounds? Listening, noticing, training ourselves to pay attention. This is how we return to a sense of delight. This is how we overcome boredom and come back to gratitude. And most importantly, and this is what we're getting you ready for in Advent, this is how we prepare ourselves to hear the voice of God. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven.
Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. thee, blessed art thou among women, blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus.
Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen.
Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit.
As it was in the beginning, as now and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
O my Jesus,
forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those most in need of thy mercy.
Saint Michael the Archangel, defend us in battle. Be our protection against the wickedness and snares of the devil. May God rebuke him, we humbly pray. And do thou, O Prince of the heavenly host, by the power of God, cast into hell Satan and all the evil spirits who prowl throughout the world seeking the ruin of souls. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
So, Teresa, did you think this meditation was just crazy talk? I mean, asking people in this culture to spend time in silence and stillness?
I think it's perfectly reasonable to ask people, you know, just every now and again, you gotta shut up.
Okay, I'll shut up.
No, I don't mean
I'll just
you.
Shut up. I just I'll mean sit it's... here in silence and stillness and just tell and me what you were reflecting
okay,
on.
Okay, then we can all just sit in silence and stillness.
After this podcast.
After this podcast, of course. No, I think it makes total sense. I think we're actually very naturally overstimulated through both our ears and our eyes. And I feel that all the time where I just need to go home and really turn everything off and turn off all the sound and keep as few lights on as possible. And just even to sit with a book, I know that's still like entertainment in a way, but in the sense that my eyes aren't constantly bombarded by light and all these insane sights and my ears just like so overwhelmed. I think I spend a lot of time with music and with shows and with videos and moving images, and it's just really overwhelming, and I don't think it puts us in a good place to enjoy any of it.
Yeah.
Because I think really what I was thinking about with this podcast is just that I think very often we respond to really beautiful, really incredible things by being like, that's too complicated for me. That's too, I don't quite understand it when it comes to like the highest forms of art. And I think we don't understand good and beautiful things because we don't surround ourselves with them. We're very, very familiar with a lot of like the shadows of good things. I mean, music that's not as evocative, has less to say. I think a lot of movies know how to move us in negative emotions. We know how to be moved in rage and in disgust, but we don't surround ourselves with beauty, and so we don't understand beauty when we see it.
Yeah.
But if you even start by not understanding and immersing yourself anyways in truly beautiful things, you'll begin to see those little intricacies. To actually appreciate, to be in the woods and actually appreciate and have something to reflect on when you hear the birds sing and you see the light through the trees.
Yeah.
And to really just breathe cool air.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think it's easier to understand on like the most basic level insane, upsetting things. And it's difficult to find the real inner beauty of quiet, soft moments.
You know what makes me think of my grandson, your nephew, Elliot. Elliot has this unique way of really delighting in simple things. Mm-hmm. Like the time I walked into their house and he came running up to me, bounding. He said, "Papa, Papa, I have hands."
But that makes so much sense.
He does that with everything.
Yeah.
Because he's noticing the world mm-hmm. for the first time.
Yeah.
And he has such delight in the good things around us. Mm-hmm. All the things we take for granted. Why do we take them for granted? Because we're so stinking overindulged and stimulated.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, I think we just, then we appreciate the things that we do. Not that all those things are bad, but we don't even appreciate them because of how overwhelmed we are.
Exactly. So this series is about really feeding the soul with the things that will give it maximum delight in preparation for the maximal delight of union with God.
Mm-hmm. I think even if we don't delight in it yet, I think it's good to make our resolution these small experiences of quiet beauty, even if it's not yet as delightful as really overstimulating beauty to us yet. Yeah. I think we'll get there. If you go stand in a museum in silence and really look at a painting for a long time and don't move on from that painting,
yeah,
and don't distract yourself, just look at it for a long time and really take in all the details and all of the nature of the brush strokes and all of the nature of the composition, or go sit somewhere quiet and just really listen.
Yeah.
And even if it bores you to death and you don't naturally like it, just stay in it and keep thinking about it.
Or just do something simple. Go outside and sit in your backyard for 5 minutes in silence and just look at stuff.
Mm-hmm. Just think about the different things that come to you. Yeah. Think about the breeze or that bird that passes by, or just the tree that's in front of you that you've never really looked at.
Yeah. Yeah.
And it's okay to be bored by it, but let's just move through that.
I used to, when I loved to take a walk, but I only wanted to take a walk if I was listening to something,
mm-hmm,
or if I had a friend to walk and talk with.
Mm-hmm.
But more and more I've been walking by myself in silence, and it's really stunning. Like today, I saw two of the most glorious hawks.
Oh yeah. We are so lucky. Soaring. With the amount of hawks around here. It's incredible.
They were soaring in unison.
Mm-hmm.
And then I watched these two ravens take off. And it reminded me of two fighter planes taking off to go engage bombers.
Yeah.
Because these two ravens took off,
mm-hmm,
and went and attacked these two hawks.
That's wild.
And I just sat there watching, like, this is amazing.
Uh-huh. But it's the kind of thing that you don't have to experience because we live inside. So we never have to look up at the sky and see something like that, let alone be amazed by it. Because most of the time, we only see the sky when we're passing it by. We only see these things if we're in the car momentarily and you have bigger things to worry about.
Most time, we only see in the sky by looking at it on a screen.
That's true.
So what's our a practical resolution? What's your concrete resolution?
I don't have time to go to a museum.
You don't have what?
I don't have time to go to a museum. I'm thinking
most people don't.
No, I disagree.
Well, I think we can.
I mean this week, but I just want to sit somewhere, no sound, no other distractions, and I just want to engage with only the sights and sounds around me.
For how long?
10 minutes every day.
Okay. 10 minutes today.
10 minutes of pure every day.
But how about, let's just start today?
Every day of the next week. That's an hour, because it's Monday now. So if I finish out the week, 10 minutes in silence.
So I encourage everyone to pick one simple practical resolution geared toward silence or stillness just for a few minutes today. Well, thanks for the conversation.
Thank you.
Let's be apostles of friendship, good conversation, and the rosary. Share this with others.